From Lower Carruthers Hall on beautiful Queens University campus, I'm Jesse Bell, and this is your afternoon news brief. Let's begin with your traffic report. On Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and shared lane signage. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. in the morning and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. in the afternoon as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William and Barry and Queen, and Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space. On-street parking on Sydenham Street does, however, remain available. In terms of sports coverage, tune in to Today in YGK and The Corridor to hear more about the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, and the performance of the Kingston Grenadiers after a jam-packed weekend of local football action. For the time being, that's a wrap on your afternoon news brief, however. Stay tuned for Claire with Earworm coming up next.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFSC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Your Radio. Today, I will be interviewing Mavio Roy. He is Canadian. He is a Canadian artist specifically from Milton that works in the financial
April,
right? Please welcome Abby.
yeah, how's it going, everyone? How's it going? Thank you. Thank you for the intro. That was funny. That was good. You got some info out of me that I wasn't expecting. But you got one thing wrong. It's not triple T. It's TTT. It's TTT spell. But triple T actually passes, but it's not the name, but like
T times three.
That's another extrapolation. That's not one that I've actually heard, but that's out there. That's creative. I might use that, maybe.
T times three or triple T?
No, triple T I've used, but like I don't. That's not the main T. Sorry, the TTT here, and it's not actually an album. It's not actually an album. Kind of. Let's throw the boundaries away. It's like an EP. It's a project. But I'll say it is part of something bigger, part of something larger, some more.
Speak on it
more.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can say. My PR team might. I don't have a PR team. I do not have a
PR
team. My manager, I don't have a manager. Where do I start to speak on this? Well, TTT Eastbound, right? It's about, you know, not actually, but it's a good guess. I feel like at first people would think that like, okay, Eastbound, it's like you're talking about East of Toronto, but like it's a little different. Maybe you need to know a little bit about maybe myself, so maybe I'll speak on some of the things that you introduced me with.
Eastbound.
No, not exactly. Not exactly. I like that you're guessing and you're trying to play along, but that's fun. A little bit more maybe about myself. I make music. I have been doing that since like 2019 in high school. And then I studied business as well. I was kind of going through that and went to school. I did go to Western. Western University is located in a little town called London.
And it's depressing AF.
I don't think that is the case. And I actually made a project related to that.
Oh, okay.
It's called The London Tips.
Oh, it's already occupied?
Hello.
Oh,
yeah.
Doing an interview, but that's totally full.
You're good.
Say what's up.
Do you
say
wanna
what's
say
up?
Hi? Claire.
Claire? Cozy.
Sorry, what's...
Cozy.
Cozy?
Yeah. Cozy.
Cozy.
Say it for the people.
Cozy.
You're gonna listen.
Yeah, oh, there's
radio.
A podcast?
Yeah.
It's gonna go on the radio.
Yo!
It's gonna be too loud.
Oh, my bad. Hi, guys. My name is Cozy. Thank you.
This is the radio.
Yeah.
It'll end up on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire.
I don't think I've met you before. Though.
Maytek.
Sorry?
Abby? Maytek.
Maytek.
Yes.
Bro, what a sick name.
Thank you.
Maytek.
Nice to meet you guys.
Oh, please do snaps.
Okay, thank you guys for dropping in though.
Sure.
We'll have to get into this, our surroundings. How close is it?
Right now we're recording at the company for Taste of Village Mondays. So that's why it's a loud environment right now.
And we can get into that. Maybe a little bit later if I don't keep getting
keep going.
Rail about this.
Yeah, no, you keep yapping, I'll sit back.
I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be an interview, but like I'm such a yapper and like
you ask me about
the story and I'm like, okay, shit. Oh my god. Okay,
let's
read. Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Rewinding that back. I went to Western University. It was in London, and I made a project about it. You know, I just started making music. I had met.
What was your project about?
The London tapes. It was. Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
You're preemptive. So I met a really, really great person in first year on the business club that I was in. I was an exec on a business club.
Wow.
His name's Stu, and he's actually been like my right hand producer, like best friend, like since like. That's been a blessing. And then I started making more music with him. Of course, at first, you know, high school, you're never really good and you don't know if you could actually take it somewhere. But anyways, I bought like
so
a little...
So you met him in high school?
No, so I met him in first year of university. But I started making music in high school.
Okay.
So I started making music in grade 12. Or grade 11, I guess, but that time blurs up. Pre-COVID days. But ultimately made that project kind of as a growing artist, growing student, growing human, not really caring too much about like, you know, telling an exact story, but really just giving you like a glimpse into you know, a place and a time, which that was what the London Tapes was. So you know, life went on, graduated London. I say I moved back to Toronto, but you actually called it out like crazy. I moved back to Milton. My parents are from Milton. I am raised in Milton, not born in Milton. I actually am born in Toronto, but St. Joseph's. So I guess maybe like Etobicoke border, but it's Toronto. I lived in Etobicoke. I grew up there, but then Milton. I'm back in Milton. I've been back in Milton for 2 years since graduating, and it's been cool. I work a full-time job, you know, business degree. I'm working that corporate life and then doing the music thing and trying to build that. And back to the original question you asked, the Toronto tapes. It's about what these last, like, you know, year and a half has been. You know, sort of like move back into the city, working, you know, in the city, doing music in the city, wanting to live in the city, which, like, spoiler alert, move into the city soon, so that's kind of exciting. Finally gonna be out here. So it's been sort of that journey, that evolution. I know you asked what else is there. I don't know if I want to speak too much on it yet, but I did say it's something bigger. Shoe. I said shoe because there was like a fly in the room. You also asked about the eastbound thing, which I'm derailing myself a little bit, but basically, when I drive into Toronto, like I said, I live in Milton. When I drive in Toronto, I am driving east. So I'm heading into the city. The ambitions, the sort of like excitement, the sort of carefreeness of being like, okay, I'm going to the city, I'm going to make music, whatever, I'm going to work. Work is a little bit less. I'm going to make music, I'm going to have fun, going to do these things, see my friends, whatever. And it sort of carries that vibe. And then eventually I have to come back home. So I'll say that and I'll let the people interpolate what that means until I'm ready to tell them anymore.
You get it?
Yeah. You want to take a guess? Nah, if you get it, don't take a guess because
I mean,
then you're releasing
it. I feel like I can relate.
You relate, okay.
Being like going to Toronto is an entirely different world. And you go back home and you're just like,
what's going on?
Yeah. But it's like also kind of like a relaxed state as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm bouncing off the walls when I'm
Yeah.
You know?
What did you do? I know this is an interview for me, but like, what was your journey to this point? I'm switching it to interviewing you.
It's a conversation. If we're
speaking about relating and like relating to things, it's like, okay, let me understand, you know, where your world's at.
Okay, so I went to Queens.
Oh.
Bible school. Yeah.
Well, can I say Wok Festrin?
You can.
I mean, it's in Kingston, so I'm assuming like they're gonna
cheer
that.
And
yeah.
So I went to Queens for mechanical engineering.
Yeah.
And I was living in a house during, well, all years, but like.
Okay.
I moved houses in third year.
Yeah.
And then the people I was living with, they had connections to the radio station in Queens. And they were telling me how easy it is to get a show on there. And so I tried it and they gave a show.
Let's go.
And yeah, I kind of just been putting myself out there and asking, like, so I was going through like a breakup during that time too. And I was in the phase where I was just like, you know what? F it. I'll do this. If they say no, I don't even care. And so I was asking a bunch of artists to do interviews, and they all said yes. And that's where.
Sick.
That's where I am.
People
now.
Love talking about themselves. That's a good thing to ask people. Anyways.
I just love to converse with people and like connect with people.
It's such
a nice feeling to be part of a community and having that community feeling and connecting with others. So. My first interviews,
yes.
Eric was my
yes.
second interview
oh.
ever on here.
Eric was your
Eric Ryan.
But you said your first interview was, and then
Maria,
you said Eric.
Maria Torres.
Okay.
Yeah. But Kai was my first video interview.
Oh. Wait, that's an option?
Well, yeah.
Video interview is an option?
Yeah.
You could have done a video interview?
You didn't stalk me enough. I have another account, and you liked my story too.
Yeah.
And I, do like
I guess I didn't.
Okay. But they're short.
Okay.
So
can we
like,
do like a part two of this and do a video interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, stay tuned for that, guys. That's happening. It's just not this one.
But yeah. So it all started with Takes a Village too.
Yeah.
Like their first event at Reed's Distillery, the first
inaugural
Takes a Village official event
yes.
ever. That's when I.
Many.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
We met.
Yeah. Killed it, bro.
Thank you,
dude.
Don't swear.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's
the
bleep?
Oh, yeah,
right.
It's gonna be there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, is it? It's not this Friday.
Is it recording?
Oh, no.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Manifer.
This Friday's not.
Yes,
it's
Manifer.
Yeah. Next Friday. There. Yeah.
I simmin it, simmin it. I keep a ribbon it. I keep a simmin it. I ribbon it. I take in the ribbon it. I ribbon it.
Just kill us.
That was really.
It was
good.
Like my deepest and truest of thoughts.
I felt that on like a really connected level.
You felt that shit?
Like actually.
Like,
you guys
where do you feel it?
Where,
your head
where?
Or your head?
Everywhere.
Oh god.
Huh?
Simon the Flimina. You know, it's just like, it's like a skill issue. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have it. I can't do that.
You can't, bro. You have to
leave it. Cinema.
Okay.
Oh. Damn.
Don't get on here rapping, I'm stacking, making it happen.
I'm stacking, I'm rapping and making it happen. I'm stacking these papers and the papers are
dipping. I'm dipping at my asshole. I'm doing it. It's gamble. I'm crazy, man.
You're insane. Like mentally insane.
No.
I love this. I don't know how much of this you guys are gonna be able to hear like raw and unfiltered, but this was a lot of fun. Already a lot of fun.
I'll do some EQ in there.
Yeah, there you go. Probably gonna fly.
Fine.
Every time I'm around you, I get really nervous. You're so talented and cool. And
yeah,
like,
honestly, I peed myself at the concert.
I did.
I feel really honored. Like, extremely honored. Yeah. And I want to just make more music with you. And you make music too, I'm assuming.
No, I don't.
No? Nothing.
I'm gonna make this. You made this?
Yeah.
He made that.
Pants.
Shit. Dude,
read this. Read this out loud.
Enough.
During working, I feel sad. When see beautiful girl, I am exciting.
Oh, so you're exciting. Exciting.
Right now. Exciting.
So excited. You're exciting.
You're excited.
We are here. Yeah. Okay.
I am exciting.
I'm exciting right now.
So, yeah.
You don't owe anything, right? You didn't buy anything?
No.
Okay. Later, bro.
Take these, brother.
Later, bro.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
You alright?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. It's been a minute, man. I feel like I haven't seen you in like forever.
That's what everyone's been telling me. How are you? You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Tova, nice to meet you.
Tobin?
No, Tova.
Tova.
Yeah, you're a crack singer.
Another great singer. Sorry, if you hear me talking over it, it's because we're doing like an interview and you're just part of it. Like,
yeah,
like no,
yeah,
we're loving this. Like,
hi.
People are just kind of coming in. It's great.
I'm too sorry, too.
No, you're good. You're good.
Who's interviewing who?
It's kind of been a...
I should guess?
Yes.
Well, seeing as you've got a bunch of... You've got your phone open, I want to imagine those are your notes. And that you're interviewing him, is that correct?
A smart observation. This guy's got it.
He's
talented. Are you a journalist as well, or...?
No,
We're trying to unpack that, actually. You would be surprised. If you were hearing more of this, you would have been like...
Not professionally, hey! Hiding here the whole time.
Hey. Say hi.
Hey.
This is good, because this is like a Takes a Village interview, and then the video interview will be like...
at the same place. This should just be your interview studio. I know,
but
then...
Oh, you can text it to a studio.
True, I can. This section here is just the gear room section.
So you were telling me about your journalistic ambitions.
Yes.
No, I'm not professionally a journalist.
Who is professionally a journalist?
I just do this song. It
sounds so wise.
Have you ever gotten paid for it?
No.
Do you want to get paid for it one day?
Yes.
Well then, in my book, you are a professional.
Yeah.
Do you have any... heroes in music journalism that you specialize in, yeah? Or
yeah,
just
but
journalism?
I guess like...
Now I'm interviewing you.
Because people say music influencers instead of music journalists.
Yeah.
So I'm into a bunch of music influencers, like
yeah.
That good
shit. Yeah.
Oh my god, I literally...
You did it! Ha ha! You did
okay,
it!
Okay, but 3-1, or...?
Yeah, we're keeping score though. We're keeping score.
Okay.
What did you do? So an inside joke.
No cursing allowed.
Shut up,
Lee.
Yeah. What do you mean, is it cursing if it's the name? It's like a common noun.
True, it's
a proper noun.
They censor their own name as
okay.
Well.
What do you mean, but like, say you were working for the BBC, for example, and you wanted to refer to it, you would put an asterisk. Or, no, not asterisk, an apostrophes. Different. You put an apostrophe. This is the name.
Like
people would know.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But like Adam
El Khan. Yeah. I'm familiar with her.
So I'm
really inspired by her. Yeah. Great
tastemaker.
Yep.
Eric.
Yeah. Wait, Eric on the actor?
The comedian?
Yeah, that one. He's also a musician journalist?
No, but he's
journalist?
Just like, he has a talk show and
I have seen
that.
Yeah.
Alright. There you go. You saved yourself there. It would have been 3-2.
Nardwar, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But just his journey. Like, I feel like I don't want to copy his niche. But like, he started off with poetry and his dad actually wanted him to be a musician.
So, wait, your dad wanted you to be an engineer?
Well, he wanted to be an engineer.
Oh.
But
your father wanted to be an engineer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did it because I don't know what else.
Oh, so in addition to being a musician and a music journalist, you're also an engineer?
I'm not a musician.
Everybody's a musician.
Oh. But. My apologies. I thought he introduced you as a singer. That's what I heard.
Well, I sing,
yeah.
But like, I don't make.
Well, there's a fine line with my book.
We'll see. If I even get a next song here, I'll be good.
get in a song. You gotta get in a song. Here.
I need to practice.
Just say the word right now. I'll get you on a track. I promise you.
I need to practice writing.
Don't you? I promise you. You can just get there on this song and just say la 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 la. It's gonna get in. I promise you.
Okay.
I know the producer.
He knows the people.
Which one? This one or this one?
All of them.
Well,
Jason's not producing the track right now. It's Troy.
Is he not?
That's Troy and the
A Room is Troy, I think, right? Sonia, yeah. Jason. Yeah. JJ. I don't call him Jason. That showed up on when he called me once. I was like,
he said
true. Yeah, I said true. Yeah. JJ.
Pleasure to see you.
See you. Yeah. Are you sticking around?
Nice to meet you.
Pay for it.
Yeah, I never hear you record. Man, I never hear you record. I need to see it live in the flesh. I'm sorry.
Eventually. One day. Pleasure.
Sorry, your name was
That was amazing. Such a journey.
Yeah. I wonder how long that was.
Can you see how long we're at?
Yeah, we're at 22.
What are you recording on?
Reaper.
Oh, Reaper. My boy Raghav. Shout out Raghav Archive. He records on Reaper. He's the only other person who I know who records on Reaper, and he actually makes music on there. And it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone at the station uses Reaper.
Oh, maybe that's what it's like specialized for.
Yeah, like podcasting.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And it's free.
Oh. So you need that?
Exactly. I also took a sound engineering for podcasting course.
Wow. That's cool. Like at school.
Oh. Yeah, like as an elective.
That's such a niche elective, but like I love that. For podcast, that's what it's called.
Yeah, for podcasting.
Wow.
Well, that's it's awesome. Just like sound engineering, but like it's mostly directed towards podcasting.
Okay, so the course name didn't have for podcasting in it.
Yeah, but it's mostly about.
That's still cool. I thought it was like that was the name of the course.
But we did look at EQ and.
Yeah.
The sequencer.
Oh. Sequencer too. Okay, cool. I mean, I'm not very well versed in. I was gonna say.
Sam?
Sam, right? The. Sim?
Yeah.
Oh, you played synths.
Well, yeah, we saw the plugins.
Oh, okay.
To make a little
B. Oh! Little B? Okay, Claire,
yeah,
little B.
Little B.
Okay.
Little B.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. A little bit of.
Okay, get her on track.
Who wants me? Okay.
Where are we?
Shall we start the questions?
Yes, I think 25 minutes in is probably a good time to start.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you collab with Cammy.
Yes.
Were you always a fan of Drake?
I love that. Absolutely. And yeah, Keanu's my brother. I love Drake, so
you're
this question.
Related?
Yeah. This is so funny. I don't know if you're doing this on purpose, because Keanu was on a talk show recently, and the interviewer was actually literally asked the same thing, because Keanu was like, that's my brother. And now you're, okay, that's cool. And you know what Keanu's
response? What did he say?
Keanu was just like, that's my brother, and then he went, which is exactly what I'm gonna say. He said, not actually, but we might as well be. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that. That's my guy. That's how we, I guess he also said that's just how we talk in Toronto. That's my brother. So, there you go.
That's my boy.
No. You can say, like, I'm pulling off my voice, but, like, that's my boy. I don't know about that one. You could. You know what? I'm being way too hypocritical of linguistics. I think people should be able to say what they want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goop.
New.
New. Oh! Yes. Penguinese. Guys, I'm so proud of this comment. Claire posted a dump, and one of the slides was like us performing. It was me, Kyle, Manny. We're up, and then Kyle was supposed to come in with his part after I finished my verse, and he like stuttered on the first line. It's like he didn't really know what he was gonna
do. No, he was not paying attention.
He just wasn't paying attention. Yeah, honestly, he didn't even stutter. He just wasn't paying attention. And then I had to come in and like sing the first line, and then she put that on a video, and then at the end of her dump, she had like a screenshot of Pengu, and it was like closed captions, Penguinese. I was like, oh, Kyle was about to speak Penguinese, so I had to stand out.
This is so funny, you're just explaining.
Yeah, I love my comments. If there's one thing that people need to know about me, and you can ask anybody, this is verified, certified. You mentioned Keanu, ask Keanu. My comment game is A1. Like, I wouldn't even call it wittiness, because sometimes
you
it's
call it witty?
I wouldn't, because sometimes it's a whole mixture of, like, you know, the entire creative process. Right? It's like, it's like making a song. Crafting a comment and
you
making a song.
You should make a song of just your comments.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna give you a credit if I make
that
song.
That's fine.
I'm joking. You'll get it.
No, you don't have to, because this is the proof right here that.
True. You could sue me, and then you could get a bag.
Idea.
And then we could split the bag if we don't.
Hello?
But you can't put this part on the podcast. But
yeah. Wait, but you would be losing money. Like, what's the point?
No, you sue me, but then you get the bag, and then, I did not do the math yet, and then we split the bag, but then I have to pay, so.
So I'm just giving back
to you. You're just giving it back to me. It'd be fun, the litigation process. I've heard it's a good time. I've heard it's a good time. Yeah, maybe disregard that one. See, it's not wittiness. That's the thing. If I was witty, I would never have said that. It's not wittiness. It's just me.
It's just you.
Questions.
Silly you. Okay. So, what do you think about the Drake albums?
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Danny.
Hey.
Danny, come in. No, but please come in and say hi.
Is it an interview for your radio show?
Yeah. And say hi.
You know, I listened to the whole thing with Shawis.
Yeah, I know.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great interview.
That's what made me literally text you and be like, come on, interview.
I'm so glad people listened to the interview. Yeah, a bunch of people from Taste the Village just told me that they heard the interview, and I feel like that was like their first episode.
Hey, it was a good launch.
Good launch. I've been doing this forever.
Sorry. That sounded
it's a good launch. Good launch here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I think one of the greatest things about this group is that we started kind of lately, I feel, all helping each other's side projects, because they all appeal to all of us.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yes.
I want to hear all of them. I want to hear all your interviews with people.
It's been really cool seeing how it like really starts to branch out.
Yeah.
For a little bit, it felt like Village was just this thing that you go to, but now it's like, oh, it's bigger than the people.
I think it's at least twice as big as it was like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I don't think it could have continued every other place.
Yeah,
honestly, it was already like completely full.
There are days even here where it's like, you can't even really move around.
Like today.
Oh, it's that packed. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to get back out there and talk to people and cook up. Let's go.
I know. I'm holding
the
hostage.
No, it's okay. But
and then I'm gonna come right back.
Should you?
Okay.
You're coming back here? Okay, sick. We'll get your proper introduction. And there's gonna be a question that we're gonna ask you. Because I'm running the interview now. I'm joking.
No,
Drake question. You had a Drake question.
Had a great question?
Drake and a great. It was a great question. The first one was really good. Keanu, brother, Drake, GOAT, inspiration.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Drake
has
been a big inspiration.
Yeah, I would say so.
I feel like you could hear it in your music.
Yeah. I don't know how to take that always, of course, because sometimes
like we're referring to the new stuff, like his new stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds similar to his stuff.
Okay, cool. I like that. I'm very happy about that.
You're happy about the new album?
I'm so happy about that.
Really?
I'm so happy about that.
Okay.
I think, without getting too much into it, I think like, you know, Iceman is everything it needed to be. and more, because like Janice STFU is like not rap. There's like a bunch of songs that aren't rap there, but they're still so fire and they like fit that theme. And like, yes, three albums at once is a lot, and you know, the average listening experience probably doesn't let you like really lean into any of the albums if you try to listen to them all at the same time. I still did that and I enjoyed them thoroughly, but I'd say like give it time.
Do you have any comments?
Good. Good. Don't be forcing to listen to music you don't. It doesn't speak to you.
You know, like the Fifth Amendment, like the right to not self-incriminate.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything more about Drake while I'm being recorded.
You know what?
This interview is gonna go viral.
I love that though, because it's like I'm not here to start beef. I'm not one of those people who are gonna be like judging you based on the music you listen to and your opinions on that. I feel like that's like that's cool. It's good. We can still see eye to eye on like so many other things. So. Yeah, not to get like too like political, but like I don't think that's a
big
deal.
Speaking of politics.
Oh, can we just do a Denny intro real quick?
Yeah.
This is kind of like a takes a village pot, like episode.
Yeah,
two, so
interview.
Just like yeah, come in and speak.
Well, how would you introduce me? Because I don't really know how to introduce myself. I don't know what my
superstar, parent, bass player, scientific nerd in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And I feel like that captures everything because it's like every time you've been here, there's been a gadget of some sort. I'd love that.
Yeah.
The Pokemon bag for like that's just he has a Pokemon tote
oh,
bag.
That's
it's the coolest thing
that's
ever.
Right here.
That's your guitar.
Yeah, and a sick guitar case. Actually, I haven't really even like taken a good look at that. That's really cool.
I usually hide it in here. That's why.
It was in the hallway one week, and we were looking at it. Me, Chanel.
Oh, really? Yeah, I like flair. What can I say? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, anything to stand out.
I guess I would say.
Cool.
Village-wise,
mm-hmm.
Like you know, I started just. I came in here. I'm like. I love bass, but I only play in my bedroom. Like, I met Corey through my girlfriend, and he gave me a pep talk at a birthday party to come in and start recording.
A pep talk?
Yeah.
Like,
well, he was like, look, I met a lot of, my girlfriend's name Tiffany. I met a lot of Tiffany's friends who, like, say they play music, but, like, you can actually play. And I was like, it meant so much to me. Because I've been to many Takes a Village shows, I've seen you perform before I met you, and really look up to Corey, like musically and what he's doing with Takes a Village is really inspiring for me.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, I think Corey and I both got to the point in our life where like, you know, what am I doing? You know, why am I here? What's my purpose here? And him building this community is like, honestly, it's really inspiring.
Yeah,
look up to him a lot on that. Anyway, so I started just like playing music a lot here. Quickly realized like, you know, my musical contributions are valued, no doubt, but you know, I'm new at bass and I have other things to contribute as well. So I started leaning into my nerdy side, and I made this studio recording light. So when you come in, you know, when it's recording, the light is red, so you don't come in the middle of a take and loudly
so
ask
awesome.
For weed.
Like, so awesome.
So
yeah, which happened. Yeah, and then also, like, I guess I have a really strong belief in, like, if you're in a place a lot, then you should make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just trying to make this
community about,
getting
right?
Back,
yeah.
Yeah, getting back to
the coffee?
Yeah,
right?
I just went to go look for those filters on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where they went. They're gone.
Put them over there
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, they're gone. But yeah, now I'm like, yeah, I've been here every week for like...
You have?
I come every week.
Yeah,
there's no exception.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
You live downtown?
I live 5 minutes away from here.
Oh,
oh
nice!
Sick.
Okay, so it's easy.
Oh, it's really easy. I just bought an e-scooter just so I can come
that's
here
so
without
sick.
Driving.
Yeah, yeah, this summer on the e-scooter.
And that'd be very fun.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really amazing community here.
That was such a great moment here. There was so much chaos. I feel like that was like...
I'm gonna go look for those coffee filters.
Okay.
Because I want some coffee.
Okay. Honestly, yeah, I'm down for it though.
It's right there, so you'll get some.
Perfect. Okay. Cozy, that was great. Why is this like turning out to be like an awesome idea? Like a Takes a Village episode or like, yeah?
Well, they were doing that. They were doing
the podcast. Yes, they were. It's cool when it's kind of like open door and people come up.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's kind of
cool.
We found them.
Yay.
Let me close this guy for a second. I do have this. It'll work.
Wait, let me fix my posture.
Okay. Middle of the interview, I'm recording this now. Now this is a video interview technically, but...
Technically, yeah, you have to
also film yourself. Oh, wait, I can do this.
Oh, true.
You can actually see.
Oh,
the light, the lighting is not really
it's
doing
super dark.
Much justice here.
Claire, do you edit these?
I do.
This is going to be such a pain to edit this one.
Okay, good.
I actually don't even know how usable it's going to be as its own episode.
No, I'm just going to not edit it, actually.
That'd be great,
just take out
right?
the swear words.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And the clipping.
Questions still? Are there more?
No, that was my only...
That's
my only question. Okay, so speaking of politics...
Actually, wow. I love this.
Who did you vote for in the last provincial election?
Provincial election.
And also, which election was it? Did we like just get the right
to vote? No, I'm not a baby. I'm glad that you think that I'm a baby though. You know what? If I'm being really honest, like I'm not gonna get on here and like I didn't vote. And it makes me a bad citizen. I'm going to own up to it. It makes me a bad citizen. But like, when was the last provincial election? It was like...
Well, you were in university.
It was a year ago.
Right?
It was a year ago.
It was a year ago, so I was out of university.
It was right after Trudeau resigned.
Yeah, I have to say that that's just a fault of my own. I have trouble balancing things sometimes, and...
What'd you do instead?
yeah, what'd you do that day?
Probably hung out with my friends and made music and did things that aren't as important as something that builds the very democracy of our country.
You'll vote next time.
I will. No, I 100%. And I have voted before. It's not like I'm like a serial non-voter. It's just... This last time,
yeah.
I actually genuinely didn't, and I wasn't gonna get on here and lie about it. You know, honesty is the best policy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna look terrible.
So, how do you practice ethics on a daily basis as a business person, as a commerce person, in the financial working
business? Okay, that's a good question. And you know what? If we're gonna really go there, I think, like, as a whole, sometimes I think about. Stay here because I still work in the corporate industry. It's a great place because, I mean, jobs and money, it's great. Sometimes you think about it and you're like, what am I actually contributing to for like society here? And like, am I just, you know, doing a job that's like, perhaps, you know, some may think it's like trying to just take advantage of people, like the banking sector or any like financial industry. But I try my best to, like, you know, acknowledge those qualms with the space that I have, that other people have, and I, like, try to make most out of it. I really enjoy, like, my coworkers, hanging out with them. I have a group at work. Well, I had a group. I just switched my job. But I had a group at work where I used to work, and we called ourselves the Lunch Buddies. And they'd actually come to my shows. They came to my release party, and they were, like, front row. My boss, who is, like, of course, like, your boss coming to your show is already crazy enough, but, like, technically he would have been my boss's boss because, like, my actual boss had left a couple months before. So, like, somebody, like, pretty high up came and just watched me perform because, you know, there's a level of care beyond just, like, what we're there for. I'm doing any air quotation on, like, what we're there for. So...
Visually.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so, if I have to roll it back to the question, how do I practice it? I just try being a good person. I think, like, that's what it is. Try making friends everywhere you go. Like, I think that's such an important part of life as a whole. And, yeah, I won't even tie anything into the music there because I think that was just a good question on the, you know, life outside of the music.
Okay. Okay. So you came out with a single with Colin.
Yeah. Nilo.
Talk about it.
Are we calling him Colin here?
I guess Nilo. Yeah, Nilo. Nilo Blues.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, another one of, like, I call him my brother as well. Great dude. Like, I haven't known him for as long. I think I literally met him, like, last summer. But yeah, we just connected, and he's just real. And sometimes, you know, finding that is a little difficult, because we're in a space where people are vulnerable, and when, you know, multiple people in a space are vulnerable and they're not able to, like, express it, it's tough to, like, really be real. But he was. He's been, and I think, like, very similar trait to, like, the village and, like, everybody who I've, like, had a really great opportunity to meet. They're all like great people, and I think that's kind of what it comes down to. Anyways, you're asking specifically about Wide Open. I think Nilo showed me that song the first studio session we did together, and it had an open on it, and he asked me, and this is the first time I met him, and I just told him, dude, I have to get on this song. Like, I have to, I'm sorry, I need to get on this song, I love this song. And then we made it happen. He has a studio in Mississauga. We recorded it there. And then, yeah, we've just been hanging out ever since. I went to LA with him and, like, a few of the other guys. It was a great time. They're having a great time out there. I'm so excited. No, I'm not actually, because they're not doing what we're doing here, which is a great conversation. That song is great. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it.
Yes, go listen to it.
Eyes wide open, turn up in the lost and found. I can't say the next part, but yeah, great song.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that this is part of this. We're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
I was gonna say something from the Drake thing, but I can't say it, so I won't.
Why?
There's a disclaimer. Too hard for the radio. Too hard for the radio. There's a word in there. I'm leaving out. But.
Okay.
Jerk. Drake reference. Drake. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Oh.
I'm kind of peeping.
Is that all you're saying about the song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, love the song. Go listen.
Go listen.
Thank
go
you.
Listen.
Love you,
Nilo. Thank you. Okay. So, also, why are you so obsessed with Queen
Street? Great question. Like, the very fabric of TTT. I have been recording at a studio on Queen Street, and I started recording there when I was actually in university, and we, like, would come back for the summer. So we would start recording there even before that. But then it really became like a second home as I moved back and, you know, started working. There've been like sleepless nights at that studio. So it's not just the studio, I think it's the environment. Like, of course, Queen Street's known for being like such a vibrant, artistic place. I mean, some of it's not that great, but, like, you know, I love Queen Street. I think it's got a special place in my heart. It's been a special place in the project. It's got its own song. That song is actually slightly different in terms of what it's actually saying. Should I get into that or no?
Yeah?
Okay, so Queen Street actually is personifying the pursuit of music into a love interest. So I'm not actually talking about a girl when I say, just trying to get to know you better. Think I never ask enough. Honestly, girl, it's whatever. To me, though, girl, it's more than just... Something like that. Where I'm kind of... It sounds like I'm kind of talking to this girl about, like, oh, I want to give you more. I want to do a little bit more for you. I know you think I'm doing a lot, but, like, I want to do even more. I'm talking about music. Because I wish I could give music my all. Like, I wish I could give it more. And sometimes I really, like, you know, go to sleep and thinking, like, I gotta quit my job. I gotta just go all into it. But it's a constant, like, sort of balance and struggle. And so that's one of the, like, I think core themes of things that I've, like, come to understand in the last, like, year and a bit. You know, being out of school, being an adult, working a full-time job. So yeah, that's Queen Street. That's why I'm obsessed with Queen Street. There's a cool little idea in there, I think.
Part of Queen Street, specifically. It's a long street.
So it's like Bathurst and Spadina, that, like, portion of Queen Street. Like, I've walked up and down that so many times from, like, the I guess the McDonald's right on the one end, and then on the very other end, you've got like that like Turkish spot, and there's like a Tim Hortons on the other side, and that there's like a Loblaws. Like I could like literally recite you the street in like the order of shops.
Okay, do it.
No, I can't actually do it. I said that you're calling my bluff, and I bluffed. I cannot do that. But in concept, that's how much I know the place.
Did you mention it in another song as well?
I did.
The song right after.
I don't know if it's the song right after. I mentioned it in where I say Queen Street Anthem Maker.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, was that the end of your
album? Which one? Which one? Yeah, I might have. I might have mentioned it a few times. Maybe on DVP. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, I did actually on DVP. I know the exact part. Yeah. There's a lot of swearing in that song. It's meant to embody the carelessness and like the ruthlessness that I kind of feel sometimes towards it. So like I'm being very aggressive and like almost like at times vulgar on that song.
Oh my gosh, you know there's a song by Pup called DVP as well.
Really?
You don't know?
No. You're gonna have to put me on.
It's a punk band.
Oh.
Yeah,
from here? Oh, sick. I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Yeah.
I gotta get more culture with the
city's current. I guess everybody's angry on the DVP.
I guess so, right? It's like, that's what it exudes. Yeah. I don't drive on the DVP very often.
But when you do, you're angry.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I guess we're nearing the end of the...
No, I don't want this to end. Please, never. I actually don't. No.
Wait, let me ask a question about Milton.
You can ask me a question about Milton.
Yeah.
Okay.
How was it growing up there?
It was cool. I mean, I try to look back at all my memories and like remember the good. There was a lot of like, when you don't feel like you belong, that's like a word. There's a word for that for sure. There's a little bit of that because, you know, it's... I guess like culturally, it was like culturally like about to get to the point where it was like starting to be like more integrated, but it wasn't there all the time. So there was like some of that element of it, but I think overall though, you know, I played soccer growing up, was on like Milton Magic, Milton Soccer Academy, had great memories of that. Met like the best friends ever. I'm still like, those are like my like brothers that I've known since like grade four. Another guy who's here, Kai Ellis, he's I've known Kai since grade four.
No way.
I'm telling you guys, believe it or not, one of the first times I heard Kai rap, we were in a grade 4-5 split class, and there was a substitute teacher in, and he had this Adventure Time book, and he started saying, but it was like, I'm a buff little baby, I can dance like a man, and I promise you, I thought that was the funniest thing ever, and we got in so much trouble because we could not stop laughing for the rest of the day. That was one of my first ever interactions with this guy.
Wait, but he's like a different
group. Malcolm? No, that's Kyle. You're thinking Kyle. I'm thinking Kai Ellis. It is kind of confusing.
I was about to say, I was like, he's literally a different age than you.
Yes, no, Kyle is also a goat though. Like, actually, shout out Kyle. This is Kai Ellis or Malcolm. You know, like, that's his actual name. I don't think he's gonna have a problem with me saying his actual name, but maybe he does. And maybe this. yeah. Kai Ellis and Kyle, both goats. Kyle, I haven't known that long. Kai Ellis, known for a minute.
Kyle went to high school.
He actually went to high school in Scarborough. Tell me about Scarborough.
Scarborough is big, and people haven't heard of it a lot, and they don't acknowledge it as a part of Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like Etobicoke vibes?
No, people acknowledge Etobicoke as part of Toronto, but they don't.
But people don't say Scarborough. What's your thought on that? Scarborough part of Toronto?
Well, Scarborough was part of the Toronto.
Oh, it's part of it. It wasn't actually part of the
like Mississauga.
Yeah. He's got the facts.
Yeah, he's got the facts.
No, literally.
Well, there it is, I guess. But still.
But now it's a part of Toronto.
Yeah.
And we need to acknowledge that.
There.
And not neglect.
Yeah. You still live in Scarborough?
I do.
Nice. So you're on the east. Oh, I just got a beautiful cup of coffee from Denny. This looks great. This is like purple. Like, I love it. No, it's like a good purple. Like, it's not like a disgusting purple.
Mystery.
It's pretty good. Tastes like coffee. Can't complain. I will drink any coffee.
I'm more of a tea person.
You know, it's probably healthy for you. See it anyway. Thank you for the coffee.
Do you have any songs?
Oh my god. I would have so many. I want to play all of my friends' songs because they're so fire. Depends on when you're dropping this episode or podcast, but okay. So I think there's a song coming out by Kai Ellis and Keon Rochal, two people we've mentioned on this podcast. Super fire song. It's called Miss Stone. That's a request I put in, and then I think it's on Friday. I don't know if I'm like the first person to say this ever, but like, if people hear this anyway, well, the song's gonna be out, so yeah, exactly. So yeah, so I think so. So that'd be a request. And then maybe some Drake if you want to throw some Drake in there.
Like what song?
Okay, so I'm gonna say Iceman. I love it. So many great songs. But if I had to pick one song that I'd like say like I resonated with this so hard to the point where like I was like crying, not actually, but I was like, I wish I could cry to this. The ending of Gen 5. That's ending of
Gen
5.
Just the ending?
Just the ending of Gen 5.
Like, you don't want to
do it. You could, but like, you'd have to bleep out so much stuff, and the ending really captures it for me. Or White Bone, which is a song I think literally right after, which is like such a good song as well. Anyways, yeah, and then Wide Open. Maybe some of mine was the best if you want. If you want. If you want. Okay. And then if you want to play one off TTT, you can play.
Yes, the only one that's not explicit.
That's crazy that one's not explicit.
Why?
I would say Who Am I is like the most like wholesome song, but I guess like I like have like a, I guess like a swear word in there a couple times, but like it's the most wholesome song. So you can bleep that one out. But
okay.
That might be hard. Maybe I'll send you a version of it.
Really?
I'll send you a version of it. Yeah.
Before Monday.
Before Monday.
Blows for her birthday, so she wanna bet you're the blow. I say okay, deficits and attention. Got a spot taking in things we can mention. Had the myth, first glance, it was tension. Staying friends, they don't regular like a vision. Eyes wide open now, turn up in the lost and found. We love when this shit goes down. Flashbacks of my head between your thighs, wrap legs around my neck, then I bust it down. Stuck in the shed and lose some hope. Had enough of the club, I know. Now the sun's adding up, I know. Do it for the plot, no purpose. Then take it all back when it's hurting out. Count it up on the best I left. Say you stuck when I touch the list. Throw a bag to a person. Fuck the screen time, I want you in person. Oh, eyes wide open now. Turn up in the lost and found. We love when this goes down, flashbacks of my head between your thighs, wrap legs around my neck, then I bust it down. On top of my head, no crown. Need your mind, yeah, you're all mine. Eyes closed,
still see a lot of clear to backseat Valentine's, puppy love in the rear view. Tunes blessing, cut the music, wanna hear you sing. No instrumental, no point in sentimental. You bless me, it's so easy, baby, it's fundamental, oh yeah. Heels off like the clock struck 12. Peel off cause the time's all spent. Glass slipping might've caused yourself. Oh well, oh well. Says your mom don't know where you've been, but you know that she means well. And she wants you home once the day is gone, but I want you to myself.
Wide open now, turn up in the lost and found. We love when the shit goes down. Flashbacks of my head between your thighs, wrapped around my neck, then I bust that down. On top of my head, no crown. Need your mind, yeah, you're all.
write a comment?
Right.
Okay. So if I were to comment on the post, if this was posted as a YouTube video or something, right, an Instagram video, and I were to comment.